cliffcentral.com.
And just like that, we're live on cliffcentral.com, plus, of course, in the VOOV app on DSTV channel 196. Well, the VOOV app is live on DSTV channel 196. It's a Monday. It's okay. This is a hashtag VOOV Central, and we hang out on Mondays and Wednesdays just after 5. All right. Today on VOOV Central, we have a guest that's just like oozing soul. I feel like I needed to do more prep work over the weekend to be cooler or something, but somehow I've missed this boat. Naye Ayla is in the building, a singer and songwriter and all of these things. What's happening?
Was good. I'm good.
You know what the first question is?
Oh, God.
How would you describe yourself in a relationship? You look like you give a lot of love.
That is like, I never expected that. I did not expect that at all. I thought you were going to ask, like, how would you describe your music?
You look like you'd be great in a relationship.
I think I am.
Oh, you in one now?
No.
No, okay.
But I think I'm that kind of person, like, all I know is to, like, give. I like to do stuff, like, fully. So, I don't know if it's... I won't blow my own horn.
Well, we could always phone up an ex and find out the other side of the antithesis.
I am pretty confident that, like, all the feedback will be good. I am. I really am.
You're just too cool for school. So, okay, wait. Now, I don't want to, like, put you in a box or anything, but it seems like you're, like, very deep and sort of... And I'm saying it in a good way, Naya. I'm not saying it in a bad way.
I was literally having this conversation with my dad and my aunt last night.
Wow, what were they saying to you?
This deep word. I feel like people say you're deep when they don't know what to say.
No. I say it in a very good way.
Oh, that's so deep.
It just means that you think about stuff more than the average person, right?
I do. I think a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, your name is Naye Ayla, which immediately says, it's not like Cindy. Like, immediately you know that there's something going on there.
I think I must have been destined then, because Naye is my real name.
Yes, and it's got a beautiful meaning.
Well, as Naye Ayla, all of it together does. She's the might of the moon.
Yes. Just say that one more time. Don't roll your eyes while saying it. That's beautiful. Just say it one more time. It is?
She too is the might of the moon.
She too is the might of the moon. I mean, it's exquisite. It really, really is.
Thank you.
So now we can actually introduce you. You're a singer. You're a songwriter.
Yeah.
Music is literally everything to you, right? I mean, it is your singular most important thing.
Yeah, 100%. I think... I just feel like that's what I was made for. Regardless of everything that I do outside of music, I always come back to music. Like, I have to make music.
And what's your musical journey been? I mean, at what age did you figure out that it's what you wanted to do? When did you turn it into everything that you would do? When were you like, peace out, maths and science. That's for other people, not for me. I want to make music.
That was like straight out the womb.
But what's been the kind of the trajectory? Give us a quick sort of update on how you've arrived at where you are now.
I always sang. I loved singing. When I went to church with my grandmother, I would sing in the choir. And school, I did the musicals, the plays. I wrote plays. I did choir.
Yeah.
You know, all of that stuff. But, like, I was always, like, sort of background. I didn't really have the balls to be center stage. Until I got out of high school and first year, I was like, what are you going to do with your life if you don't, like, get serious? And I took it seriously. I recorded my first song, put it on SoundCloud. I asked people to listen. I was like, just, like, tell me. Mm. Do you think I'm decent? And from there, I just, like, never stopped.
Mm. I really believe. And now you've turned it into something.
Yeah. I had, like, foresight about this, and I still do. And there's never a moment where I'm just like, this is not what I should be doing. It's like 100% what I should be doing.
And what you want to be doing.
Yeah.
Which is magical and special. We're hanging out with Naye Ayla, and we're live on VOOV, which is, of course, in the VOOV app, which is in the Google Play and the Apple App Store, plus on DSTV channel 196. And lots of people entering the room and hanging out. I want to get into some of these questions, which you can totally just post as a comment.
I'm so excited. So let's just say,
BK says, hey, y'all, hey. The ultimate is just like, Naye, yay, and then ha-ha, Naye, yay, and then that's true. And then the ultimate says, I am also single, Yaz. Let's make beautiful music together.
Sup, Lale.
I think that means something else. Then people are sending roses and different things, because, of course, on VOOV you can send people stuff. And then you're touching your nose and... You're thinking and pondering and so much. So if you got questions, you can comment as well. You can hit us up
in
the
VOOV app.
So here's one. When is the mixtape dropping? So I didn't even know there was a mixtape coming, but now there is a mixtape coming.
I don't know there was a mixtape coming either. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. I'm working on an EP. I don't like to give people like dates when I'm still feeling things out. But definitely not after the second half of the year.
Okay.
If that's as specific as I can get.
Cool.
Because I want it to be perfect. So I don't want to lock myself into a particular time frame at the moment that I won't be able to, you know, stay true to. So
what I always wonder is, like, how do you know when it's done? Because I mean, in this music thing, I mean, there's always another piece of percussion you could add. There's always another thing you could do. So how do you get to a point where you're like, upload, everyone can download? Like, how do you
listen
get there?
To it, and there isn't another thing you'd add in the moment. Like, there isn't anything you feel is missing.
Mm.
And I think it's just that simple. You're just like, I got it.
Now, are you completely different when you're making music versus everyday life? I mean, do you, like, kick people out the studio if they're on your phone while you're recording? Are you, like, quite sensitive about that? I would imagine you're quite sensitive to the energy around you.
I am, and anybody who'd like to be in that space, I generally don't mind.
Yeah.
But I just need you to respect what we're doing here. So if you are here, you know why you're here, and, like, don't be shocked when I say, like, please don't talk. We're recording. So I think if you're somebody who respects other people's space, then I have no problem with you at all. I usually just go into studio with my producer. It's the two of us. I never really have a lot of things going on at that time. Hmm. So maybe I am a bit sensitive about it. Like, I don't want to have a whole lot of, like, opinions on something that I'm still creating, you know? So, yeah.
People are very interested in this process of yours, so much so that someone wants to know, do you read off paper or your phone when you record?
I write a lot after recording. Like, I make up a lot of the stuff as I'm recording. And then I write so I remember in case we have to do, like, a second take.
Okay.
So most of the time, it's kind of like that. But I write both. I have, like, a musical journal, and, like, my notes are jam-packed.
Hmm.
I think, like, they're the reason my memory is full.
Hmm.
So I do read off of my phone, and I do write as well.
Because that's just how she rolls.
Yeah.
A couple of questions coming through here. Some people want to, like, get a taste of
you...
I know, it's the worst when they do
that. Do I ever get a day off?
Well, maybe tomorrow. You never know.
Maybe.
Is that possible? Could you do that?
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's great. You should totally do that. Sounds like a great idea.
Oh, God. What song?
I'll control your levels here in this mixing desk in front of
you. Oh, my word, you guys. There's a song I love to sing. It's by Bob Marley. It's called Redemption Song.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah, I know that song.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, quite a prolific artist, that one, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Do you want headphones that you got levels on?
What's sure, the sound like? That
yeah,
would help.
Yeah, you take mine. I'll get other ones.
Okay, dope. Okay. Yes, that's so much better. Oh, I'm a little nervous.
No, you're going to be fine. Don't worry. And I'm going to control your levels by putting... By the way, there's a whole mixing desk here. You probably can't see, but there is one.
Hey.
Now it's like we're in studio together. I'll be your producer.
You are.
Yeah.
It's
I am
done.
Your producer. It's
done.
It's fantastic.
Okay. Ooh. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just the bite of it. We've got to fulfill the books. So won't you help me sing? Whoop, 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 whoop. These songs of freedom. 'Cause all I ever had, whoop, 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 is redemption song.
I mean, she's so cool. Where else are you going to get that on a Monday afternoon? That was so dope. That was really, really cool.
Hope you guys like that.
So many feels. It's like all the emojis happening at once. It's the wave and then the smile and then the star and then the rocket ship. All of it. That was exquisite.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit more about kind of just getting people to understand what it is that you want to do, what you want to be about. You know, you can have a really strong sense of what you want to be known for and how you want people to perceive you, but it's an entirely different job to get people to connect with and understand what you're about. And how are you going mm-hmm. about doing that every day? Because that's an everyday hustle.
I swear to God, it sounds so like cheesy, but like maintain who you are and how you want to be perceived, because that's the only thing that will never sort of like go astray. If you're trying to be all these things, you have to remember to be all those things and, oh, this is what I must do to get these people and, oh, and then you fall off on one side. So I really like, if you connect with it, that's great. And that, of course, that's what I want. But if you don't connect with it, I'm not mad. It's not the voice you need. Mm. You know what I mean? So I feel like just being genuine and consistent is the thing that I have to keep people like locked into what I like to do and what I want to do and what I want them to feel. And my dad always teases me for this, but there's no method. There's no story. You don't have to even understand my music. I just want you to like feel. If you leave the room and you're like, damn, I don't know why it hurts, but I feel it. Like if you feel it, that's fine. That's all. You can make your mind up. Whatever you want, I really don't mind. Like,
just do you, boo boo? Emojis. lots of different people sending through different gifts. Yeah, just
guys,
lots of gifts.
Okay,
people saying hi. Someone wants to know about your acting career.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, tell me.
I haven't done a lot of acting, but I used to act a lot in high school, and then I got sort of scouted while I was still in high school.
As you do. I mean, that happens to everyone. Yeah. Me also, I was scouted.
I auditioned for a role on Mubango.
Mubango. Yeah.
Mubango. Yeah. Thank you for correcting me. I auditioned for a role and I didn't get it. And then like 2 years later, they called me and they were like, we've got this role and it's perfect for you. And then I did it and it was really fun. So I would like to do more acting, 100%. Yeah. I enjoy it a lot. I just think right now I'm putting my all into my music. Yeah. So that once that foundation is laid, I can go ahead and do everything else I want to do.
Because they are very different, right? I mean, yeah. There's a huge difference between a day on set for a television show versus a day at the studio. It's completely different things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's quite a cool approach to take. Who's kind of guiding you on this career? Because you've got sort of quite a strong sense of what it is that you want to do and what you want to be about. And it's quite a big deal to say, cool, those opportunities exist, but it's not for me right now. Yeah. I know what I'm doing. That focus is impressive.
I don't know. It's kind of just...
It's her soul.
it's inside. No, but I just really know what I want to do. And if you want something badly enough, then you don't see obstacles.
Mm.
And I'm kind of at that point in my life, like, I've realized what it does to, like, wallow in confusion and, oh, I don't know how to move forward and all of that stuff. And just don't see obstacles and keep moving forward, even if you don't know where you're going, because then you're a lot, like, further than you would have been if you stood still. Oh, gosh, I'm literally a walking poetry book. It's so disgusting.
No, but it's cool. Yeah,
but it's so, like, is everything you're going to say deep?
No, you would have done amazingly in English. I mean,
I did.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, like 150 distinctions. A very quick shout-out to Mkudu_Sitole, who's saying, like, give me that shout-out, dog. I'm totally giving it to you.
Shout-out.
Hard Rock Cafe, Naya, Season 1. Tell us more about that.
Hey, okay, so I secured, like, a provisionary residency with Hard Rock Cafe Sandton.
Cool.
That starts on the 18th of March.
Dope.
So that will be the first season, I suppose, and hopefully we can continue if everything goes well. So 18th of March, you guys, come through Hard Rock Cafe. Get some drinks, get some food, chill. It's going to be a vibe. You have me for a couple hours.
Yeah, which is a great person to have for a couple of hours. But I don't want to run out of time because I know we're going to run out of time on the VOOV Central broadcast before we continue this on cliffcentral.com. So give me all these social handles. How do we connect with you?
Naye Ayla on everywhere. Instagram one word, Twitter one word, SoundCloud two words, NayeAyla. And my booking information is in my bios, so it's pretty simple.
Go and get it. And then, like, as we begin to kind of land this before we continue the chat off of VOOV, what do you want your music to do for people? What's the ultimate outcome of somebody engaging with something that you've written, something that you've sung? What would be the ultimate takeaway for them? Your intention.
I really just want you to find parts of yourself that you couldn't express on your own. You know, even if it's, no, but it's not always that deep. Yeah. It's also like, even if it's just some bubblegum stuff and you just want to like chill, you just want to party, you just want to roll one up, whatever, like find something in me that brings out something in you.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, like vibe out with me and feel, like feel. Yeah.
The little snort and the whole thing as well. It all adds to how cool you are. Very quick shout out to The Ultimate, who has been out here.
Shout out. That's Lali, my nigga.
I mean, what do you want to say just in general to the people that have supported you thus far?
Yo, bro. You guys are hot. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And I hope that, like, the stuff that I do and the stuff that I'm putting together right now means something to you guys, and I hope that you can see how much thought I've put into it. And shout out.
just all love.
Yeah, like it's all love. Love and light.
I dig it. Well, like I said, we're going to continue this conversation on cliffcentral.com. And of course, if you're just tuning in now and you missed any of this, you can totally get the VOOV app and watch the full broadcast just by following the Cliff Central channel. And VOOV Central is going to come back on Wednesday just after 5. Naye, one final sentence before we say peace out. It's been real.
Shut up.
Not even a sentence. It's just a word. Just
no,
a word.
For real. Like, live long and prosper.
Yeah. There's lots of heart emojis coming through on this VOOV app right now. So we're just going to send all those heart emojis right back at you. VOOV Central back Wednesday just after 5. That's it. Yeah. There you go. Who is this? Who had a little bit more love, a little bit more spark?
Everybody.
Everybody. Everybody. Oh, so it really is everybody. It's like a shout out to everybody. Though.
It's not even, it's like, it's saying like, you didn't have my back because I was lame and hustling. And now I look like I've got it going on and you're like, what's up, girl?
Isn't it the worst thing that happens?
And I'm just like, who is this guy? Basically.
So uncool, honestly. Naye Ayla is in the building, more with her other side of this. So Naye is in the building, singer and songwriter, and now star of VOOV Central Mondays at 5 o'clock. I have to tell you, it was great to, well, I mean, you never know what you're going to get when people walk in. You're great though. You're
Thank
cool. You can
you.
Stay. And certainly if we're going to be in a little bit premiering a brand new track, right?
Yes.
Yes. So tell me all about it. We're only going to get there in like 5-10 minutes, but tell me all about it in the meantime.
Sneak peek something. It's a song I did with Langa Mavuso and Una Rams.
Oh, cool.
Good friends of mine. It was classic. One of those, oh, so good to see you. We should make a song. Okay. 6 months later, repetition and on and on and on. And then one day, Langa called me. He was like, we're going to Una now. We're just going to do this.
Yeah.
And we kind of just started a song from scratch and turned out to be bomb. Like, it was great.
Well, now I have to, now I'm excited. Now I've got to wait like 3 seconds.
I might be hyping it up like
no,
a little
no,
bit
no,
too
no.
much,
I don't
but
think
I
you
think
are.
It's bomb.
I don't think you are.
Yeah.
We spoke about it in the VOOV Central broadcast around when you know when it's ready, and you said, well, you just know that it's ready. There's nothing else you can do.
Yeah.
But how hard are you on yourself? And how do you know when you're being too hard on yourself?
I am my own biggest critic.
Critic, yeah.
There we go, critic. So sometimes I let songs like sleep for like 3 months because I'm just like, I need to go find a new mind for the song. You know, I don't think it's going where it could go. And they're like, where do you want it to go? I'm like, I don't know. I'll figure it out in 3 months. So I just go with how I feel. And if I feel something is missing, I'm always just like, mm-mm. And if we can't figure it out, like, put it to rest, let it chill on ice for a bit, and we'll come back to it. So I am very hard on myself because I want it to be perfect. Like, I want it to be perfectly me. And I want to be able to listen to it 5 years down the line. Mm. And even if I'm not the same person and I've evolved, I'm like, I get why I said it like that, because that's where I was at the time. So for me, that's all it is. Like, I just try to make sure I'm comfortable with everything that I say and that I do. And that shouldn't change how I feel about the music years later.
I love that sense of kind of taking your time with your creativity and having a strong sense of when to park something and revisit it later. Mm. And kind of let it live and let it breathe a little bit. And that's, I think that's probably a lot harder said than what it is done in the world we live in, where you just want to get something done, finish it. People are pressuring you. You got to move it. You got
to
move it.
All of these people you're comparing yourself to.
Yes.
Because we have social media now, right? Yeah. So you will do something that you worked on, like, really, really hard. And then some, like, I don't know, some really super hot girl with, like, a million followers.
Yes.
Like, drops, like, a song for fun. And it's like, ah, oh, all these people are like, it's so great. She's performing an interview. And you're like, oh, my God. What am I not doing right? I can't, you know. It's things like that. But you have to realize when your time
is. Yeah.
And if you figure that out, I guess you'll survive.
Yeah, because it's hard.
Yeah. It is.
It's difficult to not see everybody else's thing and then think, well, what about my thing and how am I doing, and push it and that. So that's it requires a lot of discipline, actually, to hold back on the creative and not just throw stuff out there all the time.
Because also you just, like, it becomes like an overconsumption of product. Like, people are just like, whoa, dude. They don't even listen anymore. It's kind of just like they sit through your song.
Yeah.
And because they're just like, wow, you do too much. Like, I've been... You release everything, and who are you really? Because this was like this and that was like this. But yeah.
Hanging out with Naye Ayla, and we're going to play the song now. Do we need to do something? Do you want to go like, do you want to like Instagram it or something?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's up to you. This is quite a big moment. Oh, your phone's dead.
It is.
Okay. We can totally. All right. So just tell me about the track title, the narrative. All of that.
So there was no direction
whatsoever.
We started with a beat in head and we were like, okay, let's do this. And I don't know what made me decide that you're just a drop in the ocean.
Mm.
And they were like, yeah, let's go with it, you know. And I guess the song just kind of became about saying, there's so much going on, dude. Like, just chill. Do you. It's not that big a deal. Your life's not ending. And, like, you're not the only thing everyone's focusing on. Like, just breathe. Do you be who you want to be? You're just a drop.
Okay.
You're a significant drop, but you're just a drop.
Just a drop.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're ready to listen to it.
Yeah, boo.
All right, here we go. Una Rams.
Shout out to Langa and Una.
And, of course, Naye also on the song somewhere. We'll find out in a second where exactly. It is brand new.
Meets love and ocean, ocean vast depth of ocean. Love hurts, but she can anomaly. I'm a dig deep, fix the broken dream. Chevalet side. Life is deeper, but we ain't done. We're still grinding.
Hanging out and coming on Cliff Central. All right, more with Naye other side of this.
Hellman on
CliffCentral.com. I dig the song. I think it's really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really dope.
Yeah. It's a vibe. You have to say it's a vibe.
What's a vibe?
It's a vibe, boy.
That's a vibe. Ah, it's
a vibe.
I dig it a lot. I really do. I mean, I hate comparing things and saying whatever, but then maybe just because I saw the movie the other day, it's reminded me a lot of the SZA and Kendrick Lamar.
Hey!
But cooler, actually.
All the stars.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't say that. No, I think it's pretty great.
No, it's dope. It's like it's a cool sound.
Thank you.
I mean, how difficult is it to... This is what would frustrate me about being a musician and having music like that. Is that I feel like I should be number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
And then you're not.
And then I'm not. And then I don't know how to make it work and like feel okay about all of that. So how do you feel okay with, you know, taking steps as opposed to leaps? Or do you think that many steps is a leap? Like,
yeah, I mean, each to their own. I don't make a song for it to be the number one most approved by like society.
Yeah.
If it gets there and I reach that many people, that's like super dope. But if my song can go on radio and like one person sends me a message and they're like, whoa, dude, I'm like, yes, I did it.
Job is done here.
Yeah. You know, and I think it does take, time and knowing your levels and just understanding that like it takes time for growth. Mm. So I'm not impatient. I definitely do think this is the type of song that could be a number one something.
Mm.
But if it isn't, that doesn't change how I feel,
mm.
you know, about it. And that's okay.
Hmm. It's very, very cool. Okay, Naye, let's land it with the big plan of action for the next 10 months.
Oh.
What's, because I mean, obviously we're going to hang out now on the 31st of December and I'm going to say, so how did the year go? And then you're going to be like, it went like this, this, and this. What,
yeah.
What will you be telling me in 10 months' time?
I will be telling you that I started my residency at Hard Rock Cafe
18th yeah.
March.
Yeah, man.
And the 1st of April. So far, those are the confirmed dates.
Cool.
On the 31st of March, you guys, there is a festival that I'm a part of called We Are One.
Mm.
There'll be the likes of Langa, DJ Doo-Up, Moonchild, and a lot of other artists. So on the 31st, it's
like the cool kids uniting, yeah.
Boy! Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. it's at, you know, Fox?
Yeah, yeah. The Sheds.
What's that place called? Yeah, The Sheds, Joburg. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassing.
It's The Sheds. The Sheds at One Fox.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's there. But there's the like restaurant that's called Joburg something.
Oh, okay. It's fine. Once you're there,
yeah,
are there.
The, you know it, guys. So the festival will be there on the 31st. I am working on a music video for Waves.
Cool.
And then we'll come together to work on a video for Drops.
Yes.
Shortly after dropping it. I'm working on a documentary.
All
and
the
I'm
things.
Working on an EP. So.
So exciting. All right, yeah. Is Naye Ayla across all social media platforms. That's N-A-Y-E-A-Y-L-A. And it does say here that you are a breath of fresh air. Your vocals are soothing and definitely soft on the ear, which furthermore is accompanied by trap pop and unique beats, which
whoever
makes it very easy to identify the music
brilliant.
From afar. And then she's posing at Circa in Rosebank in a way we didn't know she could pose. So it's all very exciting.
Now, yes, yeah, expose me. Thanks.
Thank you so much for stopping by. Such
thank
a pleasure
you for
to meet you. Yeah.
Thank you. Hellman on CliffCentral.com.